me the correct time.
Certainly, sir. It's Joan Davis time.
Sure, it's Joan Davis time.
Well, there's no question about it. From coast to coast, it's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
During the time you spend with Joan Davis tonight, you'll hear the voice of her special guest, that masterful maestro of rumba rhythms, Xavier Cugat, plus a great supporting cast featuring Lionel Sander, Hans Conried, Sylvia Sims, the music of John Rarick's orchestra, the Choral Air Singing Quintet, and yours sincerely, Ben Gage. Our Choral Airs lend rhythmic styling to the happy tune, When You're Smiling.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world with you.
And now it's time to meet the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Thank you. Thank you. And hi, everybody.
Hi, Joanie.
Hi.
Well, friends, having completed a course in the Acme School of Advertising, Joanie is out bright and early today, going from door to door, selling classified ads for the daily press. Let's see how she makes out at the first door.
Hello, I'm...
Well, what can I do for you, girlie?
Well, what's the matter?
My knee just went out.
Well, if you can hang on to the rest of yourself, I'll tell you why I'm here. You see, I'm selling classified ads for the daily press.
Oh, classified ads, are you? Well, you know, girlie, years ago when I was a young whippersnapper, I once put a classified ad to the paper. It said, lonely man, 40 years old, would like to meet woman who feels the same way. And the woman, the lady who's now my wife, answered that ad, and we've been married and living together for over 40 years. Yeah, girlie, all that happened because of a little classified ad like the ones you're selling. Now, ain't that a pretty story?
It certainly is.
Well, get off of my porch or I blow your brain now!
I thought sure I had him sold for a split second there. Oh, well, I'll try this next apartment.
Yes?
Hello, madam. I'm from the Daily Press.
Already?
Yes, I... Huh? You see, I...
But this is amazing. I only did it 2 minutes ago. Even the police don't know about it yet. And a newspaper woman is here to get the story.
What story?
I just killed my husband. Well, did you want to ask me something?
Well, would you be interested in placing a classified ad for a lawyer? You see, we...
Well, I... Oh, excuse me. I must get rid of this smoking revolver.
Then how about putting an ad in our swap section? You might get an axe for it and get married again. You see, we...
Wait. Did you say something about advertising for a lawyer?
Yes.
I already have a lawyer.
Then how about an ad for an undertaker? You see, we...
No. Gerald always wanted to be cremated.
Then how about an ad for a Chinese vase? You see, we...
No, no. Gerald wanted his ashes taken out to sea and thrown overboard.
Mm-hmm. How about an ad for a rowboat? You see, we...
Oh, please, stop.
I'll never get past the you see we's. You see, we...
Stop.
See what I mean?
I can't stand this anymore. Oh, poor Gerald. Why did I do it? I may as well give myself up. I'm going to phone for the police.
Why don't you advertise for him? Only 2 or 3 days and they'll be here. You see me?
Please!
The fool even tried. Well, madam, I...
Oh, what have I done? What have I done? No, oh, Gerald. I didn't know it was loaded. Oh, Gerald! Oh, oh, Gerald!
Look, kid, it's no use getting dramatic. Loretta Young already won the Academy Award.
You see, we...
Oh, well, I'll try this next apartment.
Yes?
Excuse me, I'm from the Daily Press. Do you have something to sell?
Do I have something to sell? Lady, I'll say I have. I have here this handy little gem potato peeler. Not only peels potatoes, it opens tin cans, glass bottles, could be used for shaving, scraping paint off windows, trimming fingernails, figuring out your income tax. Nobody can afford to be without one. They're only 10 cents a piece, or 3 for a quarter. Now, how many would you like?
3.
Here you are.
Here's your quarter. Hey, wait a minute. What am I doing? I'll show that guy. Look, about these 3 potato peelers you just sold me, I didn't come here to buy...
I know just what you're going to say. 3 aren't enough. That's the good you want to share them with your friends. Now, I wouldn't do this for everyone, but here you are, lady. Here's 3 more.
Thanks. Here's my quarter. Goodbye. Oh, my gosh, he did it again. This time, I'm going to knock on that door and... No, I'd better not. 6 is bad enough, but what'll I do with 9 potato peelers? Well, I better quit selling ads. I'm 50 cents in the red now. Oh, Lionel, I'm so disgusted I couldn't even sell 1 classified ad.
I wouldn't feel too bad about not selling any classified ads, boss. Door-to-door selling is the toughest job there is. I know. I was a door-to-door salesman myself once. Used to sell brushes to housemates.
Did you have any luck?
Sure, but I didn't sell any brushes. That's why if I was you, boss, I'd try to get a real advertising job with a big advertising agency.
Oh, but gosh, Lionel, I've been such a flop already.
Well, after all, remember the old saying, if at first you don't succeed, Try again.
You're right. If I want a career in advertising, I got to get a job with a big agency. And I'm going to go with the biggest one right now. Pettibone, Pantigan, Petty Point, and Panty Waist. I'll see you later. But gee whiz, why not, Mr. Pettibone?
Well, I'm sorry, my dear, but a diploma from the Acme School of Advertising hardly qualifies you for a position with anyone, much less a firm such as ours.
Honest, Mr. Pettibone, I could do the job. Just give me a chance, will you?
Yes, but advertising is a very specialized form of salesmanship. One must be creative, original, full of ideas. In fact, I rather pride myself on being the kind of man who gets ideas.
There's another kind.
Please, Miss Davis. As I was saying, advertising today is ideas. You not only have to create and sell a product to fit a certain market, but sometimes you actually find a market and have to create a product for it.
What do you mean, Dan?
Well, for example, we discovered that while most women are busy on Mondays with their washing, other weekdays they just sit round with nothing to do. A great unexplored market. So we created a product for it. Droop soap.
Droop soap. What is that?
It's a soap that does nothing. It just sits there and shrugs its bubbles at you.
Oh, gosh, that sounds kind of silly.
Silly? Well, you see, it's obvious you know nothing about this business. Now, sometimes repetition of the product's name is a highly successful method. We had an experience that was positively miraculous. We used repetition of a new product's name called Flugels. Over and over again, we repeated, buy Flugels, buy Flugels, buy Flugels.
What are Flugels?
Now, that's what's so miraculous. We sold 2 billion of them, and nobody knows what they are. So, you see, Miss Davis, it's a very complicated business. Well, it'd be nice talking to you, and I beg your pardon. Yes, this is Pettibone. What? You lost the Xavier Cougar account? Oh, this is terrible. I'll be right over.
What's the Xavier Cougar account?
That's a candy company that Xavier Cougar runs. Cougar's Nougats. One of the... one of the sweetest accounts in the business. Please, Miss Davis, I'm horribly upset about this. There's nothing here for you anyway, so if you don't mind...
But, Mr. Pettibone,
good day.
Oh, gosh, it's no use. The only way I'll ever get a job with an advertising agency is if I open my own. Hey, wait a minute. That Xavier Cougat account. What if I could talk Mr. Newgard into letting me handle his Cougat? I mean, well, anyhow, why not? All I have to do is make a good impression on him. Let's see, he's the Latin type. Maybe I can get him to take me out and rumble with me on account of I'm such a good rumbler. I learned how to rumble when I was a kid. It was really an accident how I learned, though. I just happened to own a bicycle with a loose seat.
Now listen, Joni Davis, here's a lesson in behavior. In your search for advertising, even Cougat cannot save you. But in the meantime, lend an ear to this. Love, love, hooray for love. Who is ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh, cry for love. Ovid and Paris, they die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love. It's the wonder of the world.
Or the blunder of the world.
It's a rocket to the moon.
With a touch of clair de lune.
It gets you high, it gets you low. But once you get that glow, oh, some trust your fate for love. Others have to take off weight for love. Some go berserk for love. Just the same, hooray, hooray, hooray for love.
Well, friends, after Joan Davis completed a super-quick course in advertising, she first tried her hand at selling newspaper ads. Finally wound up by applying for a job with a big advertising agency. Though Joni didn't get the job, she did find out that Xavier Cougat, in addition to being a band leader, was also a tycoon in the candy business and was in the market for a big advertising campaign. So in her attempt to become Coogie's advertising counsel, Joni is trying to talk him into hiring her now.
But gosh, Mr. Cougar, I'm sure I can help you sell your candy to the public, Mr. Cougar. You see, Mr. Cougar, I've eaten your nougats, so I know what you got. You see, we...
That's fine, Miss Davis. But tell me, what do you know about advertising?
But gee whiz, advertising is just selling, and I've had plenty of experience selling. I learned the hard way, too. I had plenty of doors slammed in my face.
So that's what happened to it, huh?
Believe me, when it comes to advertising, I'm no fool. If I prepare advertising for a clothing company, well, I can convince everyone to go right out and get into a suit. And if I advertise an automobile company, I make people want to get right into a car. And when I advertise an undertaker, I make them want to, with silver handles.
Davies, please, I am not an undertaker. Yet.
But, Cookie, I can sell anything with advertising. Candy, refrigerators, cars, bathing suits.
Bathing suits?
Oh, I didn't know you were interested in bathing suits.
Do I look that old?
No, nobody does. But look, Cookie, suppose you manufactured bathing suits. Now, I'd get up a terrific slogan for you. Listen to this. The whole world dunks in Cougart's trunks. No, no. Well, how
Miss
about...
Miss Davis, please. I think you must be muy loco.
Well, thanks, Cookie. You're kind of besame mucho yourself. And now, what do you say? Can we make a deal?
I don't know. The advertising for my nougats must always be in good taste.
Kooky, you're talking to a woman of good taste. I wouldn't even go see the Naked City without a chaperone. Now, would you like to start your advertising campaign by sponsoring a radio program?
What did you have in what you call your mind?
Well, I think a woman's program would be great for you. I wrote one called The True Life Story of Stella Galveston.
Stella Galveston?
Yeah, she lives 150 miles from Stella, Dallas. I tell you, Kooky, those soap operas have millions of listeners, too. Now, look, suppose you're a housewife, see? And you get up in the morning, and the first thing you do is turn on the radio.
But I can.
Why not?
The Iceman is coming, and my hair is a mess.
You don't like soap operas, then, huh?
No, Miss Davis. Let me explain. We are running a contest for words to my Roomba called the Kookats Nougats. If we sponsor a radio program, it should be something in keeping with our contest.
Contest, huh? Well, let me think now. I got it. We'll do one of those giveaway programs that are so popular. And it ties right up with your own song contest.
Yes, you think it can work, yes?
Well, sure. Let's see now. We'll call it, they've already got a program called Queen for a Day. I know. We can call your program King for a Week.
King for a Week.
Yeah, just try to picture it as it comes over the air. Make believe it isn't even your show, just any show. The program would start with a fanfare, and then you'd hear the announcer say something like...
Presenting King for a Week, the program that takes an ordinary man, and by showering him with fabulous gifts, makes him King for a Week. Now, in a minute, we will meet our mistress of ceremonies, but first, a special note. Will the contestant who received the Golden Gate Bridge by mistake last week please return it?
Traffic's piling up.
Now, here is the genial personality who runs our show, that snappy, sappy, and slap-happy, Joan Davis.
Thank you, monster. Now, before we pick our lucky contestant today, I'd like a word with the ladies in our audience. Ladies, has chicken picking got you down? Why not try Hammerschlag's fair weather defeathered chickens? No fuss, no bother, no feathers, no bones, no meat, just heads.
We're ready with the winning contestant, Miss Davis.
Oh, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now about to present the lucky man with thousands of dollars worth of presents and thereby crown him king for a week. And now, here he is, monarch of all he surveys. How do you do, king for a week? What is your name?
I am Ludwig Himmelstorf.
And will you tell us where you're from, King, for a week?
Well, right now I am living in the Twin Cities.
Oh, the Twin Cities. Minneapolis and St. Paul, huh?
No, Walla Walla. Actually, however, I am a foreigner.
I never would have guessed. Tell us, how long have you been in this country, Mr. Himmelstorf?
2 years. You see, Miss Davis, I'm a war bride.
A war bride?
I married a sergeant in the Vapes.
Blankers, wait. Now, before we present your gifts and make you king for the week, we'd like to know a little more about you. Will you tell us how old you are, Mr. Himmelstorf?
No, how old are you?
Thank you very much, Mr. Himmelstorf. Now, let's see. You said you were married.
Yeah.
Is your wife a homemaker or does she work?
Oh, no, wife. My wife has a job. She's a high flyer. She makes writings in the sky. You know, all the time she's zooming around in her plane like crazy. I look up sometime and there she is making loops with loops.
Gosh, isn't that dangerous work?
Certainly. You think I let her do it if it wasn't?
Well, Mr. Himmelstorf, if you don't mind my saying so, you're a very handsome man.
Oh, you'll notice that right away, huh?
Yes, and I'll bet your wife is very pretty, too.
If you like the type, I don't.
I see. Well, the time has come, Ludwig Himmelstorf, to present you with the royal gifts and crown you king for a week. Uh-huh. Now, the first set of gifts we have for you includes an oil well, a pass key to Fort Knox, and a lifetime supply of penicillin.
Penicillin? But I'm never sick.
That's all right. It's delicious with strawberries and cream.
But strawberries and cream make me sick.
That's what the penicillin is for. Yes, and also...
Oh, Alicia, please, that's enough already. Don't give me no more. I couldn't lift it.
That's what the penicillin is for. There's still more to come, you see. Because you are a king for a week, we have for you, Your Highness, a very convenient home medical kit that includes scissors, knives, scalpels, and bandages. Along with this medical kit, you will receive a handy booklet titled How to Take Out Your Own Appendix at Home in Your Spare Time.
My goodness, this makes me so happy.
Oh, now, don't cry, Kingy. Don't cry. There's more. Because you have been chosen king for a week, you will be given a screen test, after which you will play the part of C. Aubrey Smith's father in a new picture called The Whistler Swallows His Whistle. Well, there you are, Mr. Catgut. Cougar. That's the idea of the program. Now, what do you think?
Lo que me parece que este programa es una cosa poner la jadiera porque estamos, no me parece que esté muy bien este programa.
Well, that sounds encouraging, but what does it mean?
It means it stinks.
Stinks? Oh, now, Coogie, I could...
Look, Miss Davies, if I had a radio program for Cougars Nougats, it would have to be a musical.
Musical? Say, how about your singing on this radio program yourself, Coogie?
Me? Oh, no, I don't sing so good myself.
Oh, well, then how about making a duet? I don't sing so good myself either.
Oh, you mean me sing with you?
Sure, you know, someday somebody's got to replace the Andrews sisters.
See, and we're just the ones to do it, too. Well, I'm willing if you're willing.
I'm willing, Coogie.
Okay, Shugie. How's about singing mañana? You know, in English, it means tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Well, how about singing mañana in Spanish and doing it today?
Okay, señorita.
Olé, señor. The traffic here is awful. It's enough to make you flinch. A driver barely missed me by 3/4 of an inch. I yelled, you nearly hit me, and he answered with a frown. I'm late for work. Be patient, kid. I'll come back and knock you down.
Mañana, 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 mañana is soon enough for me.
I never will forget the time it started in to rain. It turned into a cloudburst, and it washed me down the drain. We have no rope to pull you out, they shouted down to me. So take a deep breath, Coogie, and we'll pick you up at sea.
Mañana, 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 mañana is soon enough for me.
Oh, I'm chilly today and hot tamales. I tried to milk a cow the other day with no success. I couldn't coax a single drop and I was in distress. I pleaded with this little cow, when do I get some milk? She swished her tail and turned around and answered soft as silk. Mañana, mañana,
mañana is soon enough for me.
When I sail off for Europe, I got on at Pier 15.
Toot, toot.
The first day I was on the boat, my face was turning green. To me, this always happens. I get seasick without fail. Each time I start out on a boat, I finish up by rail.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
I spent 10 years in public school, 4 years more than I should. When graduation day came round, it didn't look too good. My teacher said goodbye to all. She turned to me and then she said, I won't bid you goodbye. We're sure to meet again.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Ahora canto en español. Dispénseme usted.
Hey, Cookie, I got news for you. I don't know what you said.
But you tell me that you know Spanish. So why are you concerned?
I studied it for 20 years, but this is all I learned. Mañana.
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 Mañana
is soon enough for me.
Hasta la vista. Hasta luego.
And has to go now. Mañana is soon enough for me.
Now, here's Joni again.
Well, now I'd like to thank Xavier Cugat for dropping in on us tonight. Mucho gracias, Señor Cugat.
Ah, it was mucho fun, Señorita Davis. You know, and I learned a lot about advertising, too. You know, that's a fascinating business.
Oh, it sure is. Did you know, for example, that advertising helped to sell $1 billion worth of soap last year?
$1 billion? Just think how much bread you could buy with all that money.
Yeah, but did you ever try washing your face with a slice of rye bread? You get that the caraway look in your eye. Pretty seedy joke, huh? Oh, well, good night, Xavier.
Buenas noches, Juanita.
Goodbye now.
Don't forget, there's more good fun and music coming at you next week, coast to coast, when Joni will put her best foot forward to greet her tall, dark, and handsome guest, John Payne. So remember, if anybody asks you what time it is next week at this time, tell them it's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time. Broadway.
train, the rattle of the taxi. The daffodils to entertain, the rainbows and maxi. When the Broadway baby says goodnight, early in the morning.
The Joan Davis Show, previously released by CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, for listeners in the United States, has been rebroadcast for our servicemen and women overseas.